You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the William Hill Daily Racing Podcast. My name is Ben Barrett and I'm delighted to say that I'm joined by Amy Ryan. Amy Ryan, a former champion apprentice jockey who is making your William Hill Racing Radio debut podcast today.
I am.
How are you finding William Hill Racing Radio today?
Yeah, very good. It's good. The people are great that you work with. So yeah, it's good fun.
Just for a little bit of context to listeners, you're in there today with Darren Owen and Paddy Aspel. We were going to ask, are they looking after you and only your second day? But actually, it's the other way around with those two sometimes. So have you been in good form? Have the team been in good form this morning?
Yeah, so far so good. We had a little blip earlier when we thought Paddy's nap had won when the photo came through. It actually hadn't, but there you go. It's Blue Monday, isn't it? So he's had his dose for today.
Great news. Right, on a Monday, we keep it fairly simple, actually. So it's a nice podcast to make your debut on. We unashamedly steal the Monday jury out of the Racing Post. We ignore the thoughts of the trainers and the people they ask, with the exception, maybe, of William Hill's racing ambassador, Andrew Thornton. We'll maybe allow him his opinion. But we ask the people that matter, Amy, and that's you today. So I'm going to rattle through these six questions. Then we're going to preview a couple of races tomorrow as well. So we'll crack on with the Monday jury. Who will offer the biggest threat to Defi Desoy in the champion chase?
I'm going for Chacan Poissois, if that's how you pronounce that.
That's what we'll go with.
He beat Defi Desoy at the Spring Festival last year and reported to have needed the run at Leopardstown when we last saw him. So I think if he comes on for that run, for me, I think he's the biggest threat.
There you go. Very simple. Chacan Poissois. Again, to add a little context, at time of recording, we do have prices available for the Queen Mother Champion Chase. Defi Desoy is 2-1 market leader. Altior in at 3-1. Chacan Poissois, Amy's possible selection there at 4-1. Aplutar, 8-1. And then obviously we've got a lot of other listed runners all at double figure prices. That's the first one taken care of. What other performance most caught your eye over the entire weekend?
I think it has to be Goshen, which I know a lot have gone for. I just think he's been so impressive three times over hurdles so far. He hasn't been stretched. He's absolutely bolted up and nothing's come near him. And I think he is really exciting going forwards. And I think it'd be good to see how he takes a step up in class, which he's going to take a step up in class. But he's entitled to absolutely do that, you know. Won by 11 lengths at Ascot again, and yeah, I think he's very exciting for the Gary Moore team.
Goshen then, another nice and easy selection there from our Monday jury. For me, I think I actually do side with Andrew Thornton. I think the Vintage Clouds gave a really aesthetically pleasing performance on Saturday, so it's good to see that we agree with our William Hill racing pundits as well as some of the other classy winners from the weekend. Next then, who can give Paisley Park the most to think about among the other 3 mile hurdlers?
I'm going to go for if the cap fits.
Okay.
I think he's a very progressive gelding, and yeah, I think a sort of 8-1, he offers a bit of value at the moment. Obviously, it's early to know exactly, you know, some of these horses might not even get to Cheltenham, but I think he's very progressive. I think going forwards, he's definitely the one that will give Paisley Park a race.
I think at this time it's worth mentioning actually that William Hill do have a fantastic first offer for the Cheltenham Festival. Every one of the 10 handicap races we are paying 5 places on. That's best place from right now up until 48 hours before the race. So if you do think you know which way a certain horse may go and think there may be a little bit of value out there, you can get 5 places on all 10 of the handicap races between now and 48 hours before the race. Terms and conditions apply. Head to williamhill.com and all that gubbins for more of that. Into the second half of the Monday jury, is Presenting Percy, who is bound for Thursday's Galmoy hurdle, still a creditable Gold Cup contender?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's a bit of a forgotten horse, as Andrew Thornton said, and he's not coming into it in the best of form, but I think he's definitely one that you have to give every chance to.
Yeah, I think again I'm going to add a little bit of context here. After Racing Post are going to flag up the Gold Cup, then so should we. Album Photo 9-2 for the Gold Cup. Kenboy 13-2. Lost in Translation 7-1. You have to keep going a little bit for Presenting Percy. Currently a 10-1 shot, the first of the double figure priced runners, alongside the likes of Native River at 16s, Road to Respect 25s, 33-1 and bigger for Frodon and everyone else.
I think as well it's interesting they're taking the same route as they did last year.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, it's always with horses, sometimes it's good to follow the same sort of route.
Yes.
That's a preparation. That's what they think he wants. The trainer doesn't always give a lot away. He doesn't always say a lot, but I think, you know, it's a good prep for him.
Okay. Cheltenham Trials Day this weekend. Give us one to look out for.
I think Santini, okay. Second in the RSA last year. And I think he's, for me, the one I'm looking forward to seeing. A horse with loads of ability. Still lightly raced.
Okay.
And, yeah, I think he's interesting.
A fantastic day of racing at Cheltenham. In fact, Saturday as a whole is pretty brilliant with Doncaster, a fantastic supporting card. Cheltenham, they've got 7 races listed, 12:40 until 4:10 p.m. Be sure to tune in to William Hill Racing Radio. We'll have unrivaled preview and coverage of each and every one of those Cheltenham races on what is a fantastic looking Cheltenham Trials Day. Finally then, and this is one that maybe we can expand on a little bit further because it's been hot in the news, is a 5-day Cheltenham Festival now simply a case of when, not if?
Yeah, possibly. For me, I would be against it.
Okay.
Purely because, you know, it's a lot of racing.
Yes,
and
it,
you know,
it
would make it a very long week, especially for connections of horses. You know, it would be a very long week. Yes, you could get more racing in, which is a positive, but yeah, for me, I'd be against it, but I do agree it probably is going to happen.
Do you think that's come as a direct pressure from TV companies, from outside sources, rather than, say, industry sources, industry areas? Do you think that that's externally pressured?
Yeah, possibly. It's such a popular,
yeah,
you know, it's the Cheltenham Festival. Everyone wants to be,
yes,
there. Everyone wants to watch it. So, I mean, in a way, it would be for them, obviously, bigger crowds.
Yeah.
But I just think for connections, I think it would take away as well the main races, the quality we've got at the moment. To have,
yes,
more, it would take away from some of the other races, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it's long enough as it is.
I think the idea of bringing in a Saturday would really appeal to making the sport more mainstream. It's one of those few occasions, like the Grand National, where the sport goes mainstream. It's all over the domestic racing channels, even more so than it currently is. But a Saturday Cheltenham Festival day, would that diminish from a Gold Cup on a Friday? Would you move the Gold Cup? How would you play sort of the logistics around a Saturday at Cheltenham Festival?
I think you'd probably move it to say it's saving the best till last, isn't it?
Yes.
Really. But yeah, I mean, obviously on a weekend there'd be, well, you'd think there'd be more crowds, but I,
yes,
suppose a lot of people would aim to go to the Cheltenham Festival as they would Aintree, and, you know, they take time off work and book holidays,
yeah,
around,
right,
it. So, no, I think it should stay as it is, and I don't think anything. I think if with more races added, it would just take away from some of the other top races.
Quite possibly, yes. It'd be fascinating to see how we go over the next couple of years with regards to the Cheltenham Festival. I think we could. I think you're probably right. I think it is a case of when, not if. It's interesting to see how that not necessarily dilutes the rest of the racing, but how it sort of affects the overall quality of the product. Fascinating insight there. Amy, thank you for doing that Monday jury with us. We're going to have a little look ahead to a couple of races on Tuesday now, and you've picked one at Exeter and one at Newcastle. We'll go chronologically, if that's okay. The 4:30 at Exeter is the first one we're going to go for. Now, unfortunately, at time of recording, we don't have any early prices for this, so we're going to have to go through in race card number. It is a National Hunt flat race. It's over 2 miles and 1 furlong for class fives. And if I'm allowed to run through these in card order before we talk about a couple, Mountain Leopard, Alka Demon, Big Brezel, Botus Fleming, Bolton for Glory, Le Manva Storm, Light on the Wing, Mocha Creme Has, Paul Croken, Red Rookie, and The Big Sting, all listed to go. Not a massive amount of form to play with. Where have you sided on this one, Amy?
I've gone with Big Brazil.
Okay.
Was purchased for $170,000 at the Aintree April sale last year.
Okay.
After finishing second in an Irish point-to-point. So, mm-hmm, has a bit of experience, unlike some of the others.
Yeah.
And I think he's a really interesting recruit coming over to the UK.
Do you think Big Brazil with the little bit of form that it does have, is likely to be towards the top end of the betting. It's difficult to know. We don't have any prices right now. But looking at what Big Brezel is up against, do you expect somewhere near the favouritism area or something a little bit bigger?
Yeah, I mean, you've got a couple of interesting newcomers as well. And you've got Mountain Leopard, who was a winner last time out. So you have a couple of horses that possibly have the stronger form.
Yes.
A couple of interesting newcomers. Colin Tizard's got an interesting newcomer with a French pedigree. So, yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting race, actually. I think it could prove to be above average, actually.
Okay, interesting to see then, with a few interesting newcomers. The Colin Tizard newcomer that you're referring to there is Mocha Creme Has. So interesting to see how they all go. But Big Brezel, the one to keep an eye on for Amy Ryan tomorrow. Let's skip forward a couple of hours. The 7:15 at Newcastle, just a 6 furlong handicap, class 6. And we do have betting for this one, which makes life a little bit easier for us. To rattle down the card, Ken Sam is 3-1, Gunmaker 11-2, Atwar 6-1, Jorvik Prince 6-1, Puchita 13-2. It's 10-1 and bigger for the rest. Mansfield Patrick, Lord of the Glen, The Bull, Rockley Point, Iron Ryan, Essential, Rainsfield Express, and the Outsider of the Lot in with the Gin at 33-1. A little bit more to play with here in terms of form guides and whatnot. Who have you sided with?
I've gone with Ken Sams. I think his latest start at Dundalk was quite eye-catching. Wasn't beaten far, didn't get the best of luck, but finished really strongly. He was a winner over course and distance around this time last year off a £5 higher mark. Okay. So starting to come down in the weights, and I think his latest run can definitely be marked up. Atwar is the horse that comes in really good form. He's won three of his last five. She's won three of her last five starts, so she comes here in really good form. They're claiming off her as well under the penalty. So yeah, I think they're the two interesting ones in what looks a pretty weak race.
So Ken Sam and Atwar possibly towards the front of the affairs. Ken Sam currently the 3-1 market leader as we stand. We should say that it is just shy of 3 p.m. on Monday afternoon, so odds very much subject to change. Atwar, like you say, good form, lots of ones in that form guide. So interesting to see how Atwar had, how she goes after winning on the 15th of January. Amy, thank you so much for joining us on the William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast. A brilliant debut, if I do say so myself. We're going to let you head back into the studio and hopefully tip some more winners.
Hopefully. Thank you.
Thank you.
Racing Radio is available on Alexa smart speakers. Just enable the William Hill Racing Radio skill or say, open William Hill Racing Radio and leave the rest to us.
A huge thank you to Amy Ryan for joining me on the Daily Racing Podcast today. Now, as a little bit of a bonus, we stole Luke Elder out of our TV studio and asked him to have a look at a couple of races at Newcastle on Tuesday. And here's what he had to say ahead of that Twilight card.
Tuesday's card at Newcastle is free to air on William Hill Betting TV, and a couple of horses to look out for over the card. One in the 6:15, Fortimore for the Ben Haslam team, had everything go wrong last time around at Newcastle. Better drawn today and could overturn that form with Asdar. And then an hour on in the 7:15 again at Newcastle. An Irish Raider, Ken Sams, could absolutely love the track. Over the straight 6 furlongs has been a bit of an eye-catcher the last couple of times back at Dundalk. The draw has been much kinder this time around in stall 11, and hopefully Ken Sams can get back into the winning frame of mind. So Fortimore and Ken Sams, two to look forward to at Newcastle, free to air on Betting TV.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.